Welcome to the Savvy Shopkeeper Retail Podcast. I'm your host, Kathy Cruz. Just like you, I'm an independent retail business owner. I love the home decor and gift boutique I co-own with my sister, but I don't want it to consume me or my life. Join me each week as I share lessons learned, helpful tips, and valuable information for your retail business and life. Whether you're buying your products or making your products, whether you're a $25K business or a $2.5 million business, I'm on a mission to help indie retailers work less, profit more, and grow. Let's get started on today's episode. Welcome to episode 217 of the Savvy Shopkeeper Retail Podcast. The Instagram ratio no one talks about, and a helpful Instagram optimization checklist for store owners. I'm your host, Kathy Cruz. I sometimes laugh because I read the titles of these episodes and I think, gosh, that's long when I say it. My intention for this episode is simple. It's to help store owners with Instagram. I mean, it doesn't get more simple than that. I want to start this episode by saying I love and appreciate organic social media growth. I really do. I don't feel most times that I'm owed anything or entitled when it comes to social media. Now, it does creep in. It's very natural, right? We're human. But I have to check myself when it happens. And when I think about it, we don't get occasional free billboard time or TV commercial spots or radio ads, magazine or newspaper placement, right? So as much as social media frustrates some of us, including me every once in a while, it's good to be reminded that free marketing is an incredible gift and tool for our small businesses. Yes, you can pay to play on social media. However, it is possible to grow organically. And we shouldn't discount how many sales or connections we've made from posting for free. I know this from running a store and a retail business for 10 years. I know we got a lot of foot traffic and we generated sales and e-commerce sales just from consistent posting on social media where we didn't pay to do it. I'll admit though, when Meta announced it was eliminating taggable posts, it stung a bit. But it is what it is, right? And I wrote a whole blog post on that subject. So maybe you don't know that Meta eliminated or is in the process of eliminating this. So when I say taggable posts, it's when you create a post for Facebook or Instagram and you have your shop, your e-commerce shop linked. And previously, we would be able to tag those posts with the products. Last I knew, they were eliminating this, I think, effective May of 24, so it might already be gone. Anyhow, you see, I even catch myself with entitled thinking because when they announced that, I wasn't happy about it. Now, there are many metrics that you can track and analyze with Instagram, like reach, engagement, follow ratio. I'm sure there's a lot more. For example, if you do a Google search, there are articles out there for reach ratio, and I'm doing air quotes when I say reach ratio. This refers to reach per post. To calculate reach rate, you divide the total reach of a post, meaning how many people you reach when you post it, by your total number of followers. I think that's how you calculate that ratio. There are also articles on Instagram for follow ratio. This refers to followers versus follows, and it's calculated by dividing your followers by the number of accounts you follow. I'll be honest, I don't even know if that ratio matters, but I guess it does if people are writing about it because I found quite a few blog posts and content when I did a Google search for this particular ratio. Clearly, I am not the Instagram expert here, but you all know I want to be helpful when it comes to marketing for your stores, really when it comes to anything that involves running your business. But what I really wanted to know was, on average, how many followers am I getting each time I post? I'm calling this the post to follow ratio. And when I Googled about this, I couldn't find anything. So that either makes me think that I'm clueless on the subject and it isn't important, or I'm a genius and no one has thought about this before. In particular, I wanted to know this for store owners specifically. What are they averaging? So I ran multiple polls over the course of, I would say, 2 years. Yes, 2 years I've been doing some form of research on this. I remember when I first posted the question in Master Shopkeepers, I love how group members humor me when I ask sometimes cryptic questions. Often it's because I'm doing some type of research, but I don't tell them what or why, but they humor me by answering these questions that I ask. And for this one in particular, they were so curious what I was up to. And I get it. Many store owners benefit tremendously from social media. The first time I posted the poll, I didn't do anything with the information. I just let it sit and ruminate, but it kept nagging at me. I had saved the results in a spreadsheet. So I asked again recently in Master Shopkeepers, and then I updated the spreadsheet. And this is what I discovered. On average, the post to followers ratio for shopkeepers is 1 to 3. This means on average, every time a store owner posts on Instagram, they get 3 followers. And if we're talking about the median, which I prefer, it's actually 2 followers per post. Every time a store owner posts on Instagram, they get 2 followers. This episode is brought to you by my new free resource, a ChatGPT guide for retailers. There is no other tool that has saved me as much time in 2024 as ChatGPT has. My new guide will help you learn about this free artificial intelligence tool. Yes, it's free, and it's not as intimidating as it sounds. I share 14 ways retailers are using the tool now to save them time and effort. I also share real store owner examples, and the results from one search will blow your mind. Visit SavvyShopkeeper.com/ChatGPT to sign up for this free guide. Now, let me explain the median. The median is the middle number in a sorted list of numbers, and it can be more descriptive of the data set that I'm working with than the average. The median is sometimes used as opposed to the mean, the average, when there are like outliers in the sequence that tend to skew the average values. So what I mean by that is that there is like maybe there was a ratio that was super low and then some ratios that were extremely high. And there were outliers in my research. More on this in a minute. I'm going to cover that in this episode. What mattered to me in doing this quote unquote, I guess, really not scientific research is that since I use Instagram to market my own business, I wanted to determine if my consistent posting was being rewarded with more followers. And I chuckle when I say this, like being rewarded is the goal here, but it kind of is, right? We do want to grow our following. Now, let me highlight this point. I am not fanatical about Instagram. I post because I like the platform. I enjoy the conversations I have with store owners on Instagram. I love watching what all of you are doing. I have something to say, obviously, I'm a business coach, and I use Instagram to say it sometimes. And I certainly don't let my results affect my mood or define my success. I think that's important. For me, it's a place to share and connect. Now, do I want my account and followers to grow? Yes, of course, but it doesn't consume me, I guess is what I'm saying. The goal for most small business owners with Instagram is to grow their followers, either for influence or for sales. And I'm more than good with that. When I share content and lessons on Instagram, I genuinely hope it helps shopkeepers grow. I hope it brings them into my world. I hope they sign up for my newsletter. I hope they join Master Shopkeepers. I hope they sign up for workshops and programs and events that I host. And that's why I focused on the post to followers ratio. I was curious how many followers we typically get for every post we make. However, there are some unicorns out there with atypical results. So I have to shout out to the unicorns. You know who you are in Master Shopkeepers because I reached out to you directly. In my research, there are some store owners with ratios over 10. And there was one member in particular whose ratio was as high as 25, meaning, yes, for every post that they share, they're getting around 25 new followers. That's so impressive, right? Now, as I share this ratio that maybe I made up, I don't know, does this mean if you post 1,000 more times, you'll get 2,000 plus followers? Since the mean is 2, and I'm just assuming where most of us are in the average or median field, I honestly don't know. I don't know if you'll get 2,000 followers if you post 1,000 more times. Maybe the idea of posting 1,000 more times is nauseating to you. I don't know. Also, this ratio doesn't account for activity in stories, reels, or lives, especially if they aren't posted on your actual grid. I just want to acknowledge that because some of you are going to tell me, but Kathy, I do a lot of other Instagram activity other than posts on my feed. I know you do. I did all of this because I was curious. Does it mean anything? I'm not sure. But for most of us, there does seem to be a pattern, the median pattern of 2 followers per post. With that, I believe, and I've said this so many times before in previous podcast episodes, that knowledge is power. And instead of beating myself up for what sometimes feels like so like slow growth on Instagram, because if I look at my own account, I'm in that median camp. I average 2 new followers per post. So now I kind of see what's happening. And this leads me to think, how do I break the algorithm Instagram has created for me? How do I bust it open? What can I do? Because doing the same thing is creating the same results at this point. And I love a good challenge. And I'm not saying I'm taking this challenge on. I just don't dedicate that much time to social media. I put a lot more effort and time and value in this podcast, in all of the podcast episodes I published. But I do love a good challenge, and you all know this. So who knows where this is going to go for me personally. This episode is brought to you by the Savvy Shopkeeper Quiz. After years of research and learning from thousands of retailers, I determined there are 6 stages of shopkeeping. But what's more important is knowing the action steps store owners can take during each stage. These steps can help you focus, create efficiency, and improve profitability so you can grow. Take the quiz to find out which shopkeeper stage you're in. Plus, you'll get a helpful and customized list of podcast episodes and 2 free resources specifically for the stage you're in now. I reference the stages often in podcast episodes and when I teach online, so it's helpful to know which stage you're in. Visit SavvyShopkeeper.com/quiz to take the quiz. I will acknowledge that it's easy to get into a rut or a bit of a routine where we just do the same old thing. We forget to check back into our accounts to make sure that they're either updated or we're doing the best we can to provide our customers with the most helpful information or making it easy for them to shop with us, all the things. So what I decided to do as I did this research and as I was trying to figure out how to share this information in a podcast episode, I decided to create a checklist for store owners so that you can perform an audit of sorts to help you optimize your Instagram account. This list actually got even better when I enlisted a little help from my marketing assistant, Sam of Hex Studios, and a master shopkeepers member, Amanda of La Petite Maison Antiques. And I always feel very self-conscious when I try to say that because I feel like I don't say it properly. I'm not pronouncing it properly. Give me Spanish words and hopefully I nail it, but French is a different story. Anyhow, La Petite will say their store is located in Utah. And they both helped by adding more questions to this checklist of sorts. So I just want to make sure that I mention both of them because I don't want to take full credit for this checklist. And it's a checklist of questions. If you want access to this checklist, you'll visit SavvyShopkeeper.com/episode217 to sign up for my free Instagram checklist. It's meant to help you check in with yourself, to check in specifically with yourself about your Instagram account. Think about what you are doing and what you aren't doing with the Instagram account. It's meant to maybe inspire you to do something different. And if you're in the median camp of two or less like me, it's meant to help you hopefully break that algorithm, break that two for one result. Also, if you didn't catch my episode with Crystal Valkaitis earlier this year, it's a must listen. Crystal is the founder of Crystal Media, and she's the host of the Evolve Conference coming up in Denver that I'll be speaking at. And when I interviewed Crystal, she gave a lot of really helpful and valuable information on what's working in social media in 2024. So that was episode 202. We will also link it in the show notes, but you would go to savvyshopkeeper.com/episode202. Now, I know some of you are also thinking, what makes those unicorns unique? Why are they breaking the average algorithm rules? What are they doing? Well, I want to make sure that I mention this to Master Shopkeepers. We are going to continue this conversation in the group. So as soon as I have a date, the three unicorns in the group, I think, have agreed to do a group call where we can actually pick their brain. They'll share what they're doing. They will share why they think their numbers are different or their results are different on Instagram. I had sent them an email and they did reply, and I'm really grateful for them because it's easy for people to just say, well, I'm just going to keep all of that to myself. And what's so great is they've agreed to get on a group call. The challenge will be getting them all at the same time with me on Zoom, but I feel pretty confident that we're going to make it happen. I will say that the checklist with the questions incorporates some of what they told me in their email. So even though I'm not sharing in this podcast episode, it is incorporated into the checklist. And that's why I wanted to make the checklist even better. Amanda is one of the unicorns when it comes to Instagram. She puts a lot of effort. So if you want to follow them on Instagram, I highly recommend it. We will also link her Instagram account in the show notes of this episode. I also want to remind you, this is a little bit of a different direction that I'm heading in, but still speaking about marketing, I want to remind you that social media isn't your only source of marketing. Don't get stuck in that rut either. For instance, if you're a Master Shopkeepers member, go do the email marketing challenge on your own. It's on the lab. It's a series of video replays that you can watch. I believe we even have a workbook that goes with it. And you can visit the marketing module. There's a marketing module specifically for social media, and there's a marketing module for other forms of marketing. I recommend visiting the other marketing module in the lab to kind of open up yourself to the idea of using other forms of marketing, because I think a lot of store owners, they want to be budget conscious, right? So they think, well, social media is free, so I'm just going to focus there. But sometimes it's worth investing in other forms of marketing and advertising. I see a lot of master shopkeepers who do that and get results. Sometimes it does mean testing to see what's going to work for your business. But I just want to remind you that there are other forms of marketing. Do not put all of your eggs in one basket. If you found this podcast episode helpful, please share it with a retail business friend or leave me a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever app you listen to that will let you leave me a review. I do appreciate it. If you want to see the show notes to this episode and find links to anything I mentioned, and I did mention quite a few things, previous podcast episodes, resources, the checklist that you want to sign up for and get access to, you'll visit my blog at savvyshopkeeper.com/episode217. That's savvyshopkeeper.com/episode217. Until the next episode, be savvy and boss up.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.